This article appeared in the winter 2013 issue of UU World magazine. Folan's Christmas Tree by Chris Wilcox. Many congregations have venerated holiday traditions, but members of the Folan Church Society in Lexington, Massachusetts, can date theirs to 1832, when the Reverend Charles Folan and his wife, Eliza, delighted party guests with something quite remarkable, a Christmas tree. Born in Hesse-Darmstadt, Germany, Charles Folan lived an astoundingly full and varied life, influencing some of the most important social and religious movements of his time. As a student at the University of Gießen, he was at the center of a burgeoning nationalist movement, espousing individual rights and freedom. Folan was such an enthusiastic reformer that he was exiled to Switzerland and eventually left for the United States, a place he referred to in a letter home as the native land of freedom. He settled in Cambridge, Massachusetts, where he became Harvard's first instructor in German, joined the elite circles of Boston's intelligentsia, and trained as a Unitarian minister. He learned from members of the Transcendentalist Club, including Ralph Waldo Emerson, and influenced them too as he developed his own ideas of a free Christian church. He also became a fervent opponent of slavery. In 1828, he married Eliza Lee Cabot, an abolitionist and daughter of a prominent Boston family. A brief stint in New York ended when his abolitionist preaching rankled congregants, and he returned to Massachusetts to serve a parish in the village of East Lexington. But how did a man whose passions were religious freedom and the abolition of slavery come also to be known as the father of American Christmas trees? Like many traditions, this one hinges on a particularly well-told story. The German tradition of Christmas trees had been seeded in the United States before that famed evening in the Folan's parlor, but the sight of a tree indoors festooned with decorations was still captivatingly new. The Folan's tree was nudged into history with the help of their friend and sister reformer Harriet Martineau, who wrote a book about it in popular magazine Godey's Lady Book. Martineau could hardly find enough adjectives to describe the tree's loveliness, and the children, she reported, were speechless, all eyes wide open, all lips parted, all steps arrested. Historians cite that tree, illuminated by Martineau's write-up, among the first Christmas trees in the United States. Folan died at just 44 in a steamship accident while traveling home for the dedication of a building he had designed for his congregation. That octagonal structure is still in use by the Folan Church Society, a UU congregation of some 400 adults, children, and youth. The congregation's connection to Folan is kept alive, in part through its annual Christmas tree sale, which began in the 1950s. It's a wonderful community-building event, says longtime member Ann Englehart. Each year, the youth group unloads nearly 900 trees off a truck from Calais, Maine, and a busy month begins. Kim Van Diver, who organizes the sale, said selling trees was his first activity as a newcomer in 1981, and he still serves to connect members to each other and the community. Each tree the congregation sells bears a tag telling the buyer about the lineage of Folan's Christmas trees and the remarkable man with whom they are associated. Chris Wilcox is a UU writer and fundraising consultant in Arlington, Massachusetts. She and her family look forward to selecting their own Folan Christmas tree this year. This is a service provided by the Unitarian Universalist Association, UU World, and Equal Access. This article was read by Don Heimel of DPH Vocalese, a member of First UU Church of San Antonio, Texas.